The Hanes Lego League visits Skagway for a scrimmage event. Skagway tourism numbers are up, and the Hanes Fishing Report. It's the KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Hanes Lego League is gearing up for their first competition of the season. Coach Patty Brown took the team across the canal last weekend for a scrimmage with Skagway's medal-winning team. This week, they're back to practice.
We could use the sensors. We could use the sensors to do this one.
No? Well, yeah, we could
A group of five boys gathers around a table in the Hanes Library. The tabletop is a game board printed with a star-dazzled deep space scene and strewn with Lego robots. But this isn't child's play.
We're supposed to pre-program the robot with a whole bunch of attachments on the motors and sensors, and using sensors to go around the board and complete some of these to earn points.
Nate White is 11 years old, but he sounds like a collegiate engineering student. This is Lego League in Hanes. It's part of an international program to promote STEM education and core values that include innovation, ingenuity, and teamwork.
We are the Redneck Robo Hobos of Hanes, the second year in a row.
Patty Brown coaches the league.
First Lego League is a big international project, actually, developed by the fellow who invented the Segway scooter many years ago. And he said, you know, we've got to be growing up engineers in our country so that we can capitalize on all the clever ideas and innovations that make the world better.
The former science teacher took the team to Skagway to collaborate with their award-winning coaches and teams. Brown planned the trip so the kids could work together, but she says it was also an opportunity for her to learn from the Skagway coach.
And show me how to guide them without doing the thinking for them and to apply certain principles. And frankly, he also told us how to rack up points. Here's what the judges are looking for.
Greg Clem has over a decade of experience coaching the Skagway League. He took teams to national and international competitions during his tenure.
It's a lot of learning. It definitely takes multiple years to get into the place to compete in the higher levels.
Clem says remote communities like Hanes and Skagway benefit from the collaboration, even if it takes some extra effort to connect.
Worked with the Hanes team several times, both Skyping and doing little scrimmages. It's definitely a big help for both teams.
Maddox Rogers of the Hanes team also thought the collaboration was constructive.
It was really good. We got to see the two teams, the Nerderific Unicorns and also the Prickles.
At today's meeting, Rogers is preparing the problem-solving component of the competition. His group is working on a wheelchair that rehabilitates astronauts after lengthy stays in space. Programming robots and solving problems like bone density loss in astronauts may seem like a heavy lift for a group of elementary school students.
It seems like that until, like, you get through your first one or two days and then you just get used to everything pretty fast. And just there you are. You've got most of the things you need. And you're ready to start programming, building, coming up with project ideas, or projecting core values.
He likes the problem solving, but he stays for the camaraderie.
Teamwork definitely brings people together. It's some sort of like sport-like thing which isn't too competitive. We're not really against each other. We aren't like fighting each other. We're just fighting to see how good we can do.
And then he runs back to what looks like a group of boys playing with Legos. The team is getting ready for a competition in Juneau this December. Keep an eye out for the Lego League selling raffle tickets around town. Skagway tourism is on the up and up, according to statistics released this week by the Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau. Cruise ship traffic increased by 16%, but other types of visits are increasing as well. At an assembly meeting last night, Assemblyman Jay Burnham announced that the use of the Dyee Campground has been increasing since 2015. Marine highway traffic to Skagway is the highest it has been in over 10 years, with over 18,000 people arriving by ferry this summer. That's up 50% from last year. The one weak spot for tourism was traffic on the White Pass and Yukon Railroad route. According to this year's annual visitor stats, arrivals on the railroad decreased by nearly 80%. White Pass and Yukon Railroad Strategic Planning Director Tyler Rose says that the lower numbers are totally perplexing.
I don't believe our statistics decreased at all. I think we actually had an increase from our rail visitors. Our overall ridership was 463,000 this year. Last year, I'll check for certain, but I think we were at 432,000, and that's all of our passengers.
This year's Skagway visitor statistics and those of previous years are available on the borough's website. And the Department of Fish and Game released their monthly report today. Area manager Richard Chapel says there's nothing unusual in that report, just an end-of-the-season slowdown.
The coho run in the Chilkat and Chilkoot rivers is pretty much complete. There's a few more silvers still making their way into the rivers, which people can catch, but the main runs have reached the spawning grounds already. But there's still stuff to do out there. You can still go out and wet a line and try and get some dollies and some cutthroat. And later on, once the lakes, the ice in the lakes freezes up thicker, we can start drilling holes and do some fishing for some trout.
Chapel says it's wise to wait until a more consistent freeze before trying any ice fishing. He recommends the Chilkat River near the Wells Bridge, where Dolly Varden should be following the chum salmon. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel. You can listen to these local news stories and more on our website at khns.org.